not exactly a typical ECU win, but you guys got the runs, staying patient at the plate.
That's right. You know, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is whether or not we come out on the winning end, and luckily we did tonight.
Your coach has been talking a lot about trying to get things going early in innings instead of trying for two-out rallies and that kind of stuff. You guys did that a lot tonight, a lot of base runners, either leadoff or one out. How much does that help produce runs, just having a few outs to work with?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you can get guys on and be able to have, you know, two or three shots at getting a big hit to get a run in, you know, it's a lot better than only having one chance with two outs, you know. And we did the first three innings. We had a guy in scoring position. We just didn't get the big hit, you know, and that happens. That's baseball. But, you know, we got some good, you know, they helped us out a little bit walking in the runs. But, you know, you got to get the guys on in order to get those runs. And, you know, I felt like we did a better job at the plate tonight.
Obviously a big week for you guys. This is a good way to start it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, anytime you can get a win, I mean, Elon's a quality opponent. Anytime you can get a win, that's good. And hopefully the momentum will carry into tomorrow night.
A little chip on your shoulder, maybe getting a little redemption tomorrow night against Carolina.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they got us last time as a tough loss. You know, we felt like we could have won that ball game. We were in it the whole time. And, you know, we hopefully come out flying by our ears tomorrow, and hopefully we'll play well.
Thanks for staying around, and pitching staff especially.
Right, yeah, I mean, coming in, I know I was in the bullpen, but I have experience starting and stuff in junior college, but I know I had to come in, fill up the zone, start off a lot of zeros. I knew one inning, we always come out, put up that crooked number, which we did in the sixth. Great defense. It was just a great team win today.
You've been used in so many different kinds of roles this year. Is that kind of what you like at this point, or would you rather be more defined, either a starter or a bullpen guy?
Oh, no, I mean, just come in whenever – pitching whenever I'm asked. That's why I like to come in a big situation or come in as a start, any way to contribute to the team.
Do you change your approach at all, though, like thinking that, you know, I'm starting tonight or maybe coming in the seventh inning or wherever they need me? I mean, do you change your approach?
I really didn't change my approach from today since the whole season. I know a lot of pitchers sometimes, if they're in relief and then get to start, and they'll change their approach and then not really do as good. But I just had the same mentality when I go out there. Just keep doing what I do.
When you lost your command, did you just reach your pitch count limit? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I felt a little tired there in the seventh. I mean, I had the guy 0-2, and I couldn't finish. And then Merritt came in and did a great job, and we won the game. So.
Thanks, Andy. Tonight, in terms of how the runs crossed, but obviously patience and plate approach and that sort of thing came in big tonight.
Well, and I think there's something to be said for that, too. I mean, you know, this going up and taking what they gave us. I mean, it would have been real easy to swing at pitches out of the zone right there and get out of our approach. And I thought our guys had a real good patient approach right there. And, you know, the inning started with two good hits. So you win in different ways. A lot of times, and I say this a lot, and you've heard me say this, Nate, that, you know, in college baseball, we don't walk off the field every day going, if we win a game, going, man, we really just won that game. Or if we lose a game, we always are, man, that team just beat us. Usually something happens in the game that the other team does that allows the team to win or lose the game. And, you know, and that was a big part of that inning, certainly was a big part of it.
To start off that whole sequence, when the bases were loaded and Chase was walking out to the plate, you decided to go with pinch hitter right there, and obviously it paid off. You kind of waited out that first walk to get that first run. What did you see there? Like, what was your overall decision?
What I was waiting on was waiting on to see if they were going to make a pitching change.
Right.
And that's why, I mean, I was waiting because they had a right-hander, and that was going to tell me who I was going to pinch hit. I didn't want to burn a guy right there.
Right.
And probably the way it was is they were going to let the lefty face, you know, Chase, because, you know, he'd been successful against him. And so that's when I brought Thompson. I thought Thompson was a good matchup against the guy they brought in. So.
You guys are starting to string together some wins here at the most crucial time. Did you just not emphasize anything in particular and just kind of let the guys keep rolling at this
point?
Yeah,
I mean, we just keep working. I mean, that's it. There's no secrets to success. I mean, you know, we're not going to come out here and be perfect every night, but I think the main thing we do is we try to – at this time of the year, you know, the team stuff is really important, you know, the bunt Ds and the picks and all those, the relays, the cuts, not that that's not in more rundowns, all those things are important. I think right now, we got to emphasize, you know, grabbing guys individually that are scuffling and trying to get them back on track. And that's all, you know, that's what we're doing right now, is just really no more than what we do in the fall with an individual approach to trying to get guys, you know, going a little bit. And I think that's the key this time of the year, because some guys are going good and seeing it good, and, you know, other guys aren't. But, you know, we're pitching and playing good defense, and that was what we did tonight. And if you pitch and play good defense, you're going to win a lot of college baseball games.
Smith Myers obviously been used in a bunch of different roles. His first start, he obviously did good.
Yeah, I was pleased with his outing. You know, we felt like he was a durable guy, could get us late into a game, and that's what we wanted to do. I mean, I think William and Mary was his longest stint before this, and you know, he was fine. I mean, he just lost it kind of there in a hurry, and we were going to let him hang out or hang around. So, you know, Tanner came in and did a nice job at the end, too.
Chance of redemption, I guess, tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a, you know, we're right here on our home field. We'll be excited. We know the place is going to be packed, and you know, they're playing well, and we're playing well. So I'm excited about it. If you're a competitor, you got to get excited about this.